This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. Come on in, stay a while. Everybody's here, including the wonderfully talented Todd Fritz. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. You can be part of the program as well. I believe we're having corned beef and cabbage today.
Whoa. It's,
yes, I believe that is what's happening a little bit later on. I'm not sure, but sources close to me tell me that that is on the menu today. Corned beef and cabbage.
Sick.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Take me up on the offer, Moonshine Madness. Every person who places a tailgate order gets 50% off their next order at the merch store. You can shop at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning, watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app if you haven't done so, and our radio affiliates numbering over 400 cities in America that carry this program. Normally, when a team is slated to own the number one overall pick, the franchise has been going in the wrong direction. I think people forget the Bears won 7 games last year. They dealt with Carolina, got the top pick. They did go 7-10, and they were in the hunt for a playoff spot there for a little while. But they have the number one overall pick because Carolina was terrible last year. The potential landing spot for Caleb Williams now looks even more promising. They went out and they signed DeAndre Swift. He's a do-it-all back. He'll catch some passes out of the backfield. They improved their defense. They got a couple of promising defensive backs. They bolstered the offensive line. And then yesterday they traded for Keenan Allen. He's been a Pro Bowl wide receiver 6 times. And you always have to say the following with Keenan Allen. When healthy. Because when healthy, he's very, very good. So you partner him with DJ Moore, who had 1,300 yards receiving, and Chicago's offense now looks a little bit more formidable here. Now, it feels like they're doing all of these things to then bring in Caleb Williams. They're going to give him weapons, unlike what Carolina did with Bryce Young. And Trevor Lawrence finished with the league's worst record his first season as a starter in Jacksonville. Joe Burrow in 2020, he got injured. They finished 4-11. Kyler Murray, his first year, 2019, his team won 5 games. Baker Mayfield was selected by a winless Cleveland Browns team in 2018. You're going into situations where you're asked to be the savior, but that's not going to happen unless you have some help there. It looks like the Bears have learned from other people's lessons. And even Justin Fields, when they had him, they still have him, surround these quarterbacks with some talent. Give them a chance at least to get off the ground. And it looks like that's what Chicago's doing. Now, there's still a lot of speculation or wonderment. Hey, are they going to stay with Justin Fields? Okay, we don't know. We don't know for sure. But you know, maybe they do. Maybe they keep him, but they still take Caleb Williams. I would be surprised if anybody went up to get Caleb Williams. Washington, D.C., where he's from, I would be happy with Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't even blink an eye. Be like, we'd love to have him. He's from here, but we like Jaden Daniels. Are the Patriots going to go up and get him? What do you have to go up and get him? What's it going to cost you? If you were going to trade for C.J. Stroud right now, what would C.J. Stroud cost you? If you called the Texan and said, hey, we'll give you, what? You already know how good he is, 1 year, solve the code. Do you give 4 first-round picks for him? You'd be giving more for C.J. Stroud than you would for Caleb Williams, right? Are you going to go up? We've seen the teams that go up and get these guys. It doesn't work out very often. Carolina did it. That didn't work out. They went up and got the wrong guy, or at least the appearance of the wrong guy. The Niners with Trey Lance, the Bears. You know, we've seen this before where you're going up there. Mitch Trubisky, we got to have him. Okay. Nobody else wants him, but we've got to have him. And now Caleb Williams. I can't imagine a team going, let's say the Raiders. And this was brought up to me. What about the Raiders? Could the Raiders go up and get Caleb Williams? I go, sure. But what are you giving up? I mean, if you're going to give the 13th pick, and what else are you going to give up? All right, I'm not interested if I'm the Bears. You have to really knock them down and say, you can't pass up on this offer. I just don't see a team, and I haven't heard any possible trade proposals. Now, we have a lot of time before the draft, but I think the Bears, worst case scenario, they keep Justin Fields for a year, and then maybe you have that backup in case something happens to Caleb Williams, or you don't have to play him right away, that you can play Justin Fields, and then you can bring in Caleb Williams. I still, and I said this yesterday, I've seen a couple of NFL reporters who picked up on this. I think Philadelphia would be the ideal place for Justin Fields, because is Jalen Hurts going to stay healthy? And if he happens to get hurt, that team is ready to go. I mean, they went out, the Eagles have made some moves. You don't want to have all of this talent, and then you don't have your quarterback there. And Justin Fields doesn't cost you anything. You'd be able to bring him in 1 year. You're not going to pay him a lot of money. He's due $25 million next year. You could even franchise him if you wanted to. But I can't see that happening either. It's bring him in, let him be insurance for Jalen Hurts. I mentioned the Giants as a possible destination for Justin Fields. Put him in there. Put a little pressure on Danny Dimes. I can't imagine Daniel Jones will be there the following year. Maybe Justin Fields is your future there. But right now, the Bears in a holding pattern, or at least we're given the impression that it's a holding pattern, and maybe they keep him. Maybe they don't draft Caleb Williams. Maybe they trade the number one pick. I don't see that happening, but there is that possibility. I just think that the Bears thought somebody was going to be more interested in Justin Fields as a starter. Maybe it was Pittsburgh if Russ didn't go there. Maybe it was Atlanta if Kirk D. Cousins didn't go there. The perfect situation didn't play out for them. And now they have him. And do they keep him or, you know, get close to draft day? Or maybe you keep him and then you trade him during the season. If somebody, considering we had 65 different starting quarterbacks last year, that maybe you're able to get more during the season than prior to the season. All right, poll question today. Seton, what do you have?
We got a couple options for you. Yeah. This one's from Paulie. This is based off of yesterday, because we're not just negative.
Ooh.
Which of these below-average teams feels like they're going in the right direction? Yay! We're positive.
Positive, Paul.
Yesterday, we're going in the wrong direction. Today, okay. we're going in the right direction.
We didn't even put the Chargers on going in the wrong direction. They won 5 games last year.
Yeah.
Now, they have had, you know, Khalil Mack and Bosa have restructured their deals, but Mike Williams is gone. Keenan Allen's gone. If I'm Justin Herbert today, I'm like, where is everybody? Austin Eckler's gone. Well, I got Jim Harbaugh here.
I don't need players.
Yeah.
Players? Milk and meat.
All right. What do you have, Seton?
Your options are the Atlanta Falcons.
All right.
I feel like they're going in the right direction.
Sure.
Chicago Bears. obviously.
I'm going to say yes.
Chicago.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
The New England Patriots?
I don't know. Well, okay, you got a new coach.
That's about it. You've got rid of your quarterback.
And you got rid of Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
How about the Washington Commanders?
Yes, I'm going to say, you know, everybody in the division with the Cowboys appears to be all in except for the Cowboys.
Great.
Because everybody else has done something in the offseason. But Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones, his son, are like, we're all in. And all in might be, let's see if we can be status quo. You just got embarrassed at home by the Packers in the postseason. I would think that would be the initiative to go, things that make you go, we got to do some things here. You got a coach who's in his final year. What are you going to do with Dak? Dak's legal entanglement, does that have anything to do whether they extend him or not? You don't have a running back. You have a little bit of infighting there. You lost your defensive coordinator. Other than that, how are things going, Jerry? Yes, Paul.
I think I put the Washington Commanders on this poll, not for football reasons, but for ownership reasons. They shook off their old owner, and just the entire franchise feels better. Is Dan Quinn going to work out? Is their draft picks going to work out? I have no idea. But they feel like they're going in the right direction, national perception-wise.
Yeah.
And hopefully the football follows, because they're not the worst team year to year. They were always relevant, like, you know, 8-9, whatever.
Yeah. Feels like they've made some moves here, and, you know, whether you're all in with Dan Quinn as your head coach. But they've at least tried to improve their roster. But I do think having new ownership certainly helps. It's like, okay, now let's try to be respectful. Let's see if we can start to build some pieces here. Let's be challenging. Hey, let's not be in the news because sexual harassment or what a crappy playing field. How about we're in the news because we're doing something positive?
Yeah, more playoff appearances, less investigations.
Yeah, that would be nice. They've had more investigations, I think, than they have playoff appearances. By the way, the Discover credit card, you have access 24/7 to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, like Fritzy, do apply. If I look back on that Carolina trade, Carolina got Bryce Young. The Bears got offensive tackle Darnell Wright first round last year. They got a cornerback, Tyreek Stevenson, who started. They got wide receiver DJ Moore, who had 1,300 yards. And then they got a fourth-round draft pick. Well, that fourth-round draft pick was used to pick up Keenan Allen from the Chargers. And you get the number one overall pick this year, which could be Caleb Williams. That would be a lopsided trade there. Bryce Young better be better than just good. He's going to have to be really good, bordering on great. And is Carolina going to surround him? I know you got Calvin Ridley. Did they get Calvin Ridley in Carolina, or did Calvin Ridley go to Tennessee? I'm trying to, the Titans, I think. Oh, so they didn't even get Calvin Ridley. Kind of, mistake those uniforms. By the way, Houston Texans supposed to be getting new uniforms. Now's a good time to get new uniforms. When you're fresh off a playoff appearance, you won a game, and now, although I've seen teams that come up with a new uniform when they're not very good. Like, they want to have you notice them. Hey, we're not very good, but look at our uniforms. They look pretty sharp. Sometimes you'll see teams do that, just like, I don't know, we got to do something here.
Hey, look good, feel good, play good.
Hey, how about some new uniforms here? Look good, maybe play good. Maybe feel good.
Yeah, you got to look good, feel good, play good. We're going to make that as soon as they decide on a new color scheme or something. First T-shirt we're making.
Now, we've gone through, you know, these cycles of what do you want to do with your uniform? Because now it feels like we're in the red, white, and blue era, where we used to be in the red and black era, and then we had the dinosaurs that were the cartoon-type uniforms.
There was a real, teal sort of like that bluey-green sort of thing. Every team that came out had that bluey-green.
That originated with the Charlotte Hornets. They hired a designer, Alexander Julian, in the late 80s to design their uniform.
Pinstripes, yeah. Yeah, I call that bleen, blue and green. It's bleen. Yes, Marvin.
In the mid-90s, the NBA, the Hawks, they actually had like a big hawk, a big raptor, a big grizzly, a big jazz. I don't know what a jazz is. but they had all these big, enormous craziness.
Yes, yes. But the uniforms, it feels like now you got to have red, white, and blue in your colors. You're wearing your UConn Husky jersey.
Come on, all day.
Yeah.
Bury me in this. No, seriously, bury me in this.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look like you're ready to play. You could give Danny Hurley a couple of minutes off the bench.
As a walk-on.
Yeah.
When they're up by 50 with a minute 12 left.
Yeah.
All right, Marvin's in the game. All right. All right. Okay. All right.
Shoot it, Marv.
Yeah. Oh, air ball.
Yeah. It's like you get in and you're up big and you don't want to be taking shots, but you'll never get in and you want to take a shot. Having been one of those scrubs where they go, all right, go on in. Don't shoot. Why not? You know? No, we don't want to rub it in. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yes, Marv.
All right, so when you were in college, what were you thinking at one point when you're sitting on the bench and you're like, wait, in high school, I was the guy.
Oh, yeah.
What does that do to your psyche?
Well, you had to check that at the door when the head coach didn't even call you by your name. And so I figured that I was probably in the wrong place. But it took me 2 years to realize that. It did. My dad kept saying, all right, you're not quitting. I go, can I go someplace else, Dad, where the coach actually likes me? No, you made a commitment. I go, he didn't make a commitment to me, though. Maybe call me Golden Boy. And not in a good way.
By golly.
By golly, Golden Boy. That was my name. By golly, Golden Boy, get out. And he had this weird tick with his thumb, and he would have it. He wore those bike shorts that left nothing to the imagination.
You could tell what religion he is.
Yes, I could tell a lot.
Hot.
And he wore out a spot on his shorts where right by his belly button, he'd be like, Golden Boy, get out. I'd be like, okay. Take my flowing locks, and then I would go sit down.
This guy doesn't know anything.
Wait, did you do a...
This guy doesn't know
a anything. Hair flip? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just talked about your flowing locks, so the only way to wear those is to flip them, Dan.
Yeah. And man, did I show him. I was not getting a haircut till I played. So it grew pretty long. It was down to my shoulders. I showed him. Eventually, I had to cut it after I left campus. All righty. We'll get phone calls coming up. Operator Tyler standing by, and he'll take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. A little bit later on, Dame Lillard. He'll stop by. Been a while since we've talked to Dame, but he'll join us. Also, Saquon Barkley talks about leaving the Giants. Have that for you. Are the Eagles, remember when they were the dream team? When Vince Young called them the dream team years ago, and then it didn't work out well, they're kind of morphing into the dream team too a little bit here. Added a lot. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and come up with a poll question for the day, or at least for the first hour. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments. to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
No tickets were punched to the big dance last night. Five top 25 teams, Creighton, Duke, BYU, and Nevada, and the Dayton Flyers were knocked off in the conference tournament play during championship week. Speaking of Duke losing to NC State, here is the North Carolina State center, DJ Burns, and he was asked about the fans who were rooting for NC State.
What was it like hearing so many fans from different schools wanting to see y'all win and pull this off?
I mean, we know what it's about. They ain't really cheering for us, so we move on. Thank you, though.
why do you say that?
Like they weren't cheering for us. They were cheering for Duke to not win. There's a difference.
Yes, he's right. They weren't aware of NC State and their talents. They were aware of Duke and the possibility of knocking them out in the first round. And that's what happened last night. Like, Duke is still relevant as a villain. It's been a long time. Like, are they still good enough to be a villain? Like, we look at them when we go, okay, they just don't seem as threatening as they once were. Yes, Marvin.
It's almost like Notre Dame. I think people hated Notre Dame maybe 30 years ago because they were better and they were more of a national power. But I think Duke always has the potential to make the Final Four, if not win the national title. So people still hate them.
Yeah, but I didn't view them as threatening this year. Like, they just seem like a good team.
I think the name alone always gives them power.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Whether it's fair or not, there's this air or cloud of entitlement that seems to be following Duke. Something about their jersey, and they always have that tall white guy from Christian Lane, so this Philip Housky guy, and then you had little Bobby Hurley, and then you had Mr. I Trip Everybody, Grayson Allen. You always have that combination of that tall guy and that little guy that you just can't seem to beat.
So. Okay. All right. Well, they have the tall guy in Philip Housky, and he did do a Grayson Allen against North Carolina, tripping somebody. It's almost like, hey, Duke gives you the impression or that feeling that that's an Ivy League school, but then they also have a really good basketball team. Hey, you can't get in here. And look at what we get to do. We get to wear face paint and jump up and down in Cameron Indoor, and our team is better than yours. Yes, Eden.
Come on down, Cooper Flag.
Yeah, number one recruit.
Yeah. Right out of central casting of what we're talking about, isn't it?
Even the name.
I know. And I know he's a kid. You know what I mean? I know. I'm just, for what we're talking about.
Yes. He has to know what he's getting into. Okay. We're looking to cast the next Christian Laettner. Cooper Flagg. That's the guy. 6'10". He was out of Maine. Now he plays at Montverde in Florida. Yes, Paul.
It does seem like Duke has established such a brand in college basketball. They're the constant. That rooting against them is still kind of fun. It reminds you that when you're younger And they have, you know, Coach K just went away, but he didn't go away completely. He's still on campus. He was on our show yesterday. And it's like Duke is the constant bad guy, and it will not go away.
Yeah, but they're not good enough to be the bad guy.
But they haven't trailed off where they've had like three down seasons in a row. They, like an off season for them is 21-8. You know, that's a bad season. They haven't fallen off relevancy.
When's the last time they won the title? What year was that, Marvin?
I'm going to say 2015, Jahlil Okafor and those guys.
Oh, okay.
Think so? So yes. It hasn't been forever.
Yes, Todd?
Also, I guess it exists with other rivalries to a certain extent, but at Syracuse and a lot of places, they have special shirts that just say beat Duke. So there's still something about Duke, even to this day, where they're making special shirts about beat that specific team.
And you had Coach K yesterday saying that, I think he was talking about the 70 losses that he had and 58 of the 70 losses on the road, teams or the fan base would storm the court. He was talking about, you know, court storming. And we were looking at, is there a solution there? But he said, look, you know, we were well-versed in experiencing that when you beat us, you came on the floor. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, whenever Duke comes to town, everybody gets up for the Duke game. The game is sold out. Like, no matter what, the name alone brings people in, and it's going to have excitement, and people are going to storm the court whenever they beat them.
Did we find out the last time that Duke, when they won a national title, Paulie?
Yeah, 2014-15, Marvin was right. They were 35-4 that year.
Okay.
2 years ago, they were 32-7. So they always win 25.
But are they hated? Because there was a time when they were hated, even though they were great. Like, I think you have to be really, really good to be hated.
You can't have a powerhouse anymore with three great seasons in a row because nobody stays. Nope. So, like, the Leitner's never going to happen right. Again. Zion was there for 30 games.
Yeah.
It can't happen.
I don't think people hated Duke back when Zion was playing. It felt like they appreciated seeing something that was unique.
Anomaly.
Yes. 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 It feels like they have to have the white guy that you hate. I mean, really, that's what it kind of comes down to with Duke.
You think when they're recruiting, they look at their roster, you know, we're really low on white guys that are dislikable. Get out there.
That's never happened, actually.
No.
hasn't happened in 40 years.
It's like a territorial draft. He's white. He's got long, floppy hair. Yeah. Cherokee Parks, welcome to the team.
Duke have been a dominant force for decades.
Yeah.
Decades. Yeah. There's no, even this a slight down year that's been, what, in the past, since 1995, I think, they've had one season where they haven't won more than 20 games.
Okay.
They're an absolute powerhouse. They're going to continue to be hated until they have a down run similar to UCLA has had. It's going to take something like that. It's going to take decades to undo.
And you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy the down years from a distance.
Yeah, it feels like, I don't know if people dislike Jahlil Okafor and the Duke Blue Devils. I don't know if there's vitriol attached to that, but it felt like Bobby Hurley and Christian Laettner or J.J. Redick, you know, that whole atmosphere, the whole let's huddle after every free throw, you know, slap the floor with Woj, you know. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, there's not too many dynasties that are liked. I don't think the Bulls were ever the villain. They were kind of like a rock stars. And then when I was a kid, when the Cowboys and the Steelers seemed like they're always in the NFC title game, the AFC title game, you wanted to beat the Cowboys. It said something about your team. I remember when the Bears beat the Cowboys, it was the biggest deal. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't think, when they were in their run in the 70s, were ever disliked. They were kind of, you know, blue-collar town. I'm being, you know, cliche, but blue-collar town. Everyone liked Bradshaw and Mean Joe Green. They weren't disliked.
I don't remember that. I mean, I appreciated the Steelers. I mean, they were awesome. The Cowboys I hated just because they called themselves America's team. You know, the star on the helmet. You know, they had the roof that was open so, you know, God could watch the Cowboys.
Facts.
Tom Landry, the cheerleaders. You know, it was just, that was a package that was shoved down our throat. They're like, here it is. You know, here are the Cowboys. Deal with them. Like, I didn't dislike the 49ers with Steve Young or Joe Montana or Jerry Rice. It's kind of weird. But then I'm not in a fan base that's going against these teams. You know, I get it. Like, Duke, I understand. like, no matter who's playing them, I understand where you want to beat them and you're going to storm the court and you hate them. Yeah, Seton.
But I don't know about in the moment if it's always as like, well, nobody hated them. You know, I mean, I remember in being in New Jersey during the Bulls run and Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Knicks fans weren't like, God, is he good, huh? And my friends, Knicks fans were like, I hate this dude. You know, I mean, granted, everybody was like, he was still the best. But everybody hated the Bulls because they were keeping the Knicks from doing something great.
I get, you know? Okay, but did
Michael is just so good, though, isn't he? I'll tell you.
Did people hate the Lakers in Showtime, except for the Celtics fans?
No, they were fantastically entertaining, and you aspired to go to a Laker game.
Yes. They're beautiful people.
Yes.
They played fun basketball. They had stars on the court and watching them. I don't know. Unless it's revisionist history, I just don't remember. Now, I grew up a Reds fan, and we disliked the Dodgers and the Pirates, but just because they were really good. But I didn't hate the Pirates. It was like I love Roberto Clemente and Willie Stargell. Or the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers I did hate. Like, you know, Steve Garvey, Ron Say, Bill Russell, Davey Lopes. You know, Tommy, you know, running out there in his uniform. Yes, Todd.
But like the Cowboys, the Yankees are still hated nationwide by a lot of people. As many as they love them, there's probably at least as many who hate them trying to buy championships. They haven't been relevant in the World Series picture for the most part in quite a while.
Yeah, but I don't know if people hate the Yankees anymore. They're not the evil empire. The Dodgers outspend them. The Red Sox have outspent them.
I don't know that there's a lot of people who are indifferent about the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I just don't think they're good enough to hate.
They're not good enough to hate. They're still hated enough to poke at.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that contract work out, huh? How'd that contract work out? Nobody says that if the Royals sign a dude for $11 billion. It's not like, that didn't work out. But every single Yankees contract is judged on almost a daily balancing metric of home runs to millions.
Well, you have Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, how did that work out so far? Yeah. Look, that's $11 million per home run so far.
Or Jacoby Ellsbury. That one. I think they're still paying him. Now Garrett Cole's you're right with the Yankees. And then Aaron Judge, is he going to live up to that contract? Is he worth all that money? Yeah, I get that. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the Yankees feel like what we were talking about with Duke. If Duke went on a stretch for 10 years where they didn't make the Final Four, that's what the Yankees feel like. The past, 13, 14 years, they haven't been the hammer that's like Yankees are the field to make the World Series. They've cooled a little bit.
Will we ever stop hating Duke?
No, because they're the basketball team you couldn't get on, and they're the school you couldn't get in. They're the high school star quarterback who took the girl and had straight A's. You can't have both. You can't be the star quarterback and have straight A's.
Yes. You can't be good looking and hilarious.
Hello.
This is the equivalent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Who was it? Dane Cook was the only one who...
Wow.
I don't know if he was hilarious.
That was the blowback, though.
Yes.
You can't be good looking and funny.
Well, I dabbled in a little comedy.
Yeah. You're not good looking.
Okay. I set myself up for that one.
No, Fritzy, I'll tell you this. You're more funny looking than you are good looking.
All right. That is definitely a diss right now.
But at one point in time, a young Mark Ruffalo just cruising the Coney Island Strip. Probably hilarious at that point.
Yes. Yes. Oh, back in the early 20s, if you were funny back then...
I don't know how funny I was back then. I was a pretty serious guy, memorizing the periodic table, the elements, staring at myself in the mirror at the gym. You know, probably not doing a lot of jokes. I was all about getting A's and getting the body going.
You got older?
Metabolism slowed down.
You got funnier as you got older. You got less attractive as you got older.
That's pretty much
you deprived us of this comedy genius for decades, is what you're saying?
The hair goes. You start eating cheese doodles sitting on the couch.
Yeah. By the way, the traditional corned beef dinner today, corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, carrots, and the Irish soda bread.
Yes.
That's on the menu today. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Who has it better than the Irish? Nobody. We do the best we can.
Yeah.
We're making it work.
Yeah.
That's kind of the...
Yeah.
Doing the best we can.
I remember the first St. Paddy's Day parade I went to in New York. I was embarrassed to be Irish.
That was a mistake. Well, nobody there was Irish.
No, so that's the thing. it's the people who can't handle their alcohol usually aren't the Irish.
Yeah.
And you're watching people, kids skipping school, you know, everybody throwing up all over places there, sidewalks. I'm like, yeah.
This is awesome. You're Irish.
Aaron, go brawl. Yes, Mark.
For you guys that are Irish, are you guys offended during St. Patrick's Day and think to yourselves, this is not all that we do?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those where you go, that's the label that's put on you. Like, you know, you kind of get it. I guess it's harmless. You know, I get, it doesn't offend me, but it does feel like you're either fighting or you're drunk. You're the fighting Irish or you're drunk. Seton O'Connor.
It's tough to dispute that one, got to admit.
Yeah. Facts are facts.
Yeah.
Got to admit.
Yeah. But then you get people who go, well, you're Irish, you know, you can handle it. And they're like,
we're good storytellers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a good wit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we were born with a sense of humor. You were forced to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because they're laughing at you,
yeah.
Or they could be laughing with you.
Not a lot good happening here. We might as well have some drinks, tell some stories, and laugh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing. What's wrong with that plan?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We should get more than one day, in my opinion.
Heck yeah.
It'd be nice. Give us like a week.
Or a month?
No.
I don't know that we could handle that.
No. That wouldn't be good if you gave us a month. It's like your month. Nothing good will come out of
if
that.
March was... Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
Remember that movie, 25th Hour, Spike Lee movie? There's a guy in the movie who's Irish, and he's getting really drunk at a bar, and the girl goes, stop it, you're getting drunk. He goes, I'm Irish, I don't get drunk.
Yeah.
It's a line in the movie.
All right, let me take a break. We will get to phone calls. We got our play of the day coming up next, and a little later on, Dame Lillard will stop by back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
check this out.
Here's Rob with eight to shoot it. Handing to Lipsy. Shot fake. Now throws it out to Trey King. Four to shoot it. Right wing Momchilovic. Milan into the paint. A running fadeaway. Good! Milan Momchilovic with six. Got it right in the shot clock buzzer. 49-41.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Iowa State has spent the last 4 months ranked in the top 10. Cyclones' longest top 10 run since the first six polls of the 2015 season. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. It's so simple, Paulie's wife can install it. I don't know if it's as simple that Paulie could do it, but Paulie's wife did install it.
I oversaw it. I was the general contractor.
You were the GC?
Yeah.
Award-winning home security. We recommend it. Get 20% off any new system. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. See, did we settle on the poll question?
I don't know if we settled. I have another one I could throw out there for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Of these teams, who would you give the best chance to have a surprisingly good season?
Okay.
The Broncos? Okay. The Titans?
Ooh.
The Patriots?
Ooh.
Or the Panthers?
Oh.
Those teams all currently have the four worst odds to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Who would have a surprisingly good season? Now, I don't know if that means make the playoffs. I don't know, but where it was like, hey, I think you guys turned things around.
Where are the Chargers on that list?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Okay.
I don't have that in front of me.
Okay. I guess I have more confidence in Sean Payton.
Ooh.
But they have to get a quarterback.
Yes.
You know, that's not one of those, I forgot to get something. Can you get milk at the store? It's like, we got to get a quarterback here. It's just not that easy. And if you're getting a quarterback, you're getting a rookie quarterback, and you've already jettisoned one of your wide receivers here, your best defensive back, well, one of your best defensive backs, and you're in a pretty tough division because you got Kansas City there.
Chargers right now pretty like middle of the pack-ish.
Oh.
They're right around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 12 through 16-ish maybe.
12th best odds to win the Super Bowl? Okay. I'm surprised at that. Yes, Paul.
Or 14 maybe.
14? Yeah, 14. Okay. Yeah.
The Broncos were 8-9 last year. It seems like it's going to be hard to get to that spot again. Yeah. I mean, they were relevant right up to the end of the season.
Yes. Yes, and they benched Russ. You know, they're going for a playoff spot.
When you're eligible for the playoffs and you bench Russell Wilson, that is, I wouldn't say it's tanking. Maybe been a spiteful benching.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was, I'd rather humble you and get rid of you than make the playoffs. That's what it felt like. Yes, Bronco apologist
and,
Todd.
And right after they beat the Chiefs, they had lost to like 15, 16 times in a row. That's when they decided to tell him, you know what? Here's how things are going to go.
Remember when it was we? You would say we?
Yeah, now I've just messed myself
they.
A little bit.
It's they?
That team in Denver, whoever likes those guys. I don't know how you can root for that
yeah.
team.
Yeah, they. A couple of phone calls in here. Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Nobody. What up, boys? Let's go, Fritzy. I heard Coach K and Nick Saban on the show this week, and I have a comment on that. But real quick, DP, when I grow up, I want to be just like Kirk D. Cousins, Dan, and maybe own a coal store. I mean, no good, but so good. But Dan, I love it when Coach K is on the show because definitely one of my favorite guests. Like, we never know what's going to happen. Like, you know, the back and forth between you two slapping the floor. And it sometimes like gives off Commissioner Stern vibes, but you know, like the palaver, but hearing both their NIL takes was kind of wild, like opposite ends of the spectrum, Dan, like Coach K was totally on board and Saban was like, not good.
Thank you, Buddha. Yeah. A lot of feedback from the Coach K appearance, but look, I just appreciate when whoever is the guest, that they give you honest answers, or they give you the appearance that these are answers that they really feel. And I got that with Coach K yesterday. Blake in Colorado. Hi, Blake. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I want you guys to wish my wife a very happy birthday. She's a big fan of your show.
Well, Blake, Why don't you wish your wife a happy birthday?
I don't know. I already did, but it's,
oh,
but,
okay.
All right, here's the catch. I was going to play this for her tomorrow because her birthday is tomorrow. So I was just going to be like, hey, Dan,
so you're taping
you guys a birthday.
You're taping this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, a little pre-planned.
I'm going to tell her to listen to the podcast.
Okay. All right. So what's your wife's name, Blake?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Caitlin, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. From all of us here, the Dan Patrick Show.
We're so happy for you.
Yes. And it's a meet Friday. We'd like to meet you, Caitlin. Well, happy birthday.
In lieu of a present, your husband got you this.
Yeah, me. Or at least my voice.
Unwrap this.
How about we do a happy birthday, happy birthday. All righty. Thank you, Blake. Yes, Tom.
I like how you said, why don't you just wish it?
Yeah, does it ever dawn on somebody that just call your... It, you know, we make fun of the, what is it, Facebook, where somebody's saying you're the light of my life and, you know, talking about your wife. You have to share those, you know, comments there.
My rock.
Yes. Why don't you just tell her?
You're sitting right there in the
chair. Yeah, right. Just tell her. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Dan, it's a happy special St. Patrick's Day meet Friday. Hey, Coach K and Charles Barkley have to be the two most anticipated guests that you have on the show.
Okay.
Always great.
Okay.
Coach K always talks with conviction, and you know, like you said, he's telling a truthful, you know, what his real thoughts are. So, anyways, I had a little take yesterday. You guys talked a lot about the Tennessee Titans. I think Mike Vrabel just overstepped his limits as a coach and tried to start being the owner of the team and tell the owner of the team what to be doing. So I don't think he ended up with a job because of that. And they're trying to get rid of the regime and the players that kind of supported that and might have a bad taste in their mouth. So they are trying to, you know, kind of fix that up.
Well, mission accomplished, Andrew. If that was the mission, it's accomplished in Tennessee. Absolutely. Seems kind of strange, though, that Vrabel's a good coach, and you brought in Tony Pollard instead of Derrick Henry, and okay, maybe that's an upgrade. I don't know. But it feels like they're moving away from Mike Vrabel type of football. Yeah, Paul.
Does it feel, especially in the NFL, that the most involved owners, involved football-wise, have the least successful teams? Now, obviously, Jerry Jones has been the GM, which has not worked out generally in the past 30 years. You know, Arthur Blank seems to be on the sidelines and very involved in Atlanta. They've, you know, almost got there. You know, the Carolina David Tepper, he seems heavily involved in the football decisions. That just seems like a bad recipe. And how do you tell them no? They're billionaires. How do you tell a billionaire?
Well, Robert Kraft got involved. He was involved a lot.
But he let Bill Belichick be the general manager.
Yeah, but then for 10 years, it feels like there's been some bad blood there, and they were not on the same page. But, yeah, for the most part, feels like when you get too involved, team doesn't always respond. I'm going to look back on the free agency week. Those teams headed in the right direction, those in the wrong direction. The Chargers and the Bears with an overnight trade. Keenan Allen. Dame Lillard will join us as well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.